China decided to allow organ donation in the country back in the year 2007. 3 years later, a donation system was set up in 10 provincial regions across the country on a trial basis. Development in this area, however, had been slower in comparison with today, as China once relied heavily on organs from executed criminals to supply its roughly 10,000 organ transplants per year. An absolute ban on organs from executed criminals, which took effect in January of last year, prompted China to seriously consider organ donations as an alternative. Li Bing, head of China's top health authority, says a well-established organ donation system is becoming a reality in the country.
完善了器官获取体系和捐献器官分配体系。
We have been improving the systems for donation and distribution. The distribution system has become highly automated. We've established a zero-barrier channel for organ transfers so as to make sure there's enough time for life-saving operations. We've also set up an information-based platform to supervise donation process, which makes it possible to trace back to sources of donation. The year 2015 has been a milestone in China's organ donation development because the sources of the needed organ went through a fundamental change last year.
Data compiled by the World Health Organization show China has the third largest number of organ donors in the world, accounting for 8.5% of the world's total in the year 2015. The organization's Director General Margaret Chan expects China to play a constructive role in promoting organ donation across the world.
Many solutions worked out in China can serve as models for other countries facing similar challenges. Efforts are underway to promote a culture of donation in hospitals and build well-trained specialist teams. Many safeguards have been put in place to protect donors as well as recipients and to ensure that organ allocation is fair, transparent, and traceable.
Organ donation has long been an issue manipulated by a small group of foreign-based people in their attempt to demonize China's human rights record. Rumors are circulating that there could be up to 100,000 organ transplants in China each year, forcing Chinese authorities to compensate for the imbalance in supply and demand by turning to organs from prisoners for supply. Joel Newitt, head of the organ transplant program at the World Health Organization, says such rumors are nonsense.
That's impossible for two main reasons. That's mainly the whole number that is performed worldwide. So if China were doing 100,000, what's the rest of the world doing? I mean, none. And second, to meet the needs of 100,000 patients a year, they will need the same amount of immunosuppressive drugs every year, but China is only using about 8 to 10% of the immunosuppressive drugs. So there's a discrepancy between numbers and use of drugs.
Chinese health officials say donation based on the wills of donors is currently the only legal source for organ transplants in the country. For CRI, this is Ding Hun.